Headline: Eastern Sage coming to city with new message. Saturday, February 10th, 1912, Montreal. Publication: The Montreal Daily Star. Baha'i movement seeks to bind all religionists into one brotherhood. Abdul Baha, leader of 2 million adherents. Designed to make all disputes, personal and national, to disappear. Montreal is to be honored in the near future by Abdul Baha, a power in the Orient and head of one of the world's most remarkable religious movements. Abdul Baha is a Persian, 70, he is also called, is coming to America in the month of March and will make a tour of the continent, addressing the Lake Mohonk Peace Conference and many other public gatherings. The exact date of his visit to Montreal has not yet been fixed, but it is well known that he looks forward with pleasure to meeting the Canadian people, several of whom he has welcomed at his home in the East. Abdul Baha is a Persian, 70 years of age, and the adherents of the Baha'i movements, of which he is the leader, number 2 million in the Orient. There are many Baha'is in the United States and Canada, and Montreal has not a few of them. Simple yet lofty, in its teaching, completely free from all exclusiveness, the Baha'i faith is universal in its appeal and has adherents in practically every country in the world. It is, Abdul Baha declares, not a new religion, but a movement for the unity of people of all races and creeds. It has no clergy, no ritual, and no fixed places and times of meeting. It does not seek to gather converts into its fold, and one can be a Baha'i and still remain a Christian of any denomination, a Mohammedan, a Jew, or a Buddhist. Love, Abdul Baha declares, is the beginning and end of all. Before the presence of love, all disputes, whether national, religious, or personal, will disappear like the night before the sun. God has revealed His light many times in order to bring man to this true religion. Origin of the movement. The Baha'i movement originated in Persia. It has been established through the fires of persecution, and its martyrs are to be numbered by the thousands. Abdul Baha is the third of three great figures in the Baha'i world. His predecessors were Sayyid Ali Muhammad, who is called the Bab, and Baha'u'llah, father of Abdul Baha. The Bab appeared in Persia in 1841 and announced the dawn of a new age. He stated that he was the precursor of a great teacher and world educator who would establish a universal religion, universal peace, universal brotherhood. The message of the Bab, which was one of progress and enlightenment in Persia of his day, spread rapidly in that country and aroused the opposition of the Mohammedan clergy. To the extent that in 1850, the Bab was shot by order of the Shah by 600 soldiers. Professor Edward Granville Brown of Cambridge University, England, and Professor Gorman of Princeton University, New York, have given interesting historical accounts of these events. In 1863, Baha'u'llah arose among the followers of the Bab and declared himself to be the Promised One of whom the Bab had foretold. He was of royal descent and possessed great wealth, but after his declaration, all his property was confiscated, and he was exiled and imprisoned. He devoted his life to the development of the highest human virtues, to the moral training and spiritual education of his people. And although he spent his life from 1863 to 1892 in prison and exile, his influence penetrated to the heart of Persia and wrought a widespread reform. His cause also spread to Turkey, Egypt, India, and other Oriental countries, and in Persia, 30,000 of his followers were martyred for their faith. In 1868, Baha'u'llah sent letters or announcements to all the sovereigns of the world, inviting them to be partakers in this age of enlightenment, to abolish war, to establish peace, to remove racial and religious differences, and unite in universal love and brotherhood, and to devote their sovereign power to the welfare and happiness of their people. Baha'u'llah also wrote a number of books, which have been translated into English, French, German, Italian, and several Oriental languages. Son follows father's steps. After the death of Baha'u'llah at Akka, Syria, in 1892, his son Abdul, known to the people in general as Abbas Effendi, became vested with the same power and authority as his father. And through him, the cause was spread in the Western world. During his lifelong imprisonment in Akka, Abdu'l-Bahá received thousands of visitors from all parts of the world, who carried away with them the impression of a man of great power. The power that comes from a life of service and sacrifice devoted to the love of God and of humanity. A man of wide learning, familiar with the fundamental truths of those great religions which have moved and guided mankind through the ages. Familiar also with the conditions and needs of the age in which we live, 3 years ago, under the change of the Turkish government, Abdu'l-Bahá was set free, and in 1910 he spent the winter in Egypt. Last autumn, he visited London and Paris. He was received in both cities with the utmost respect, and thousands of people in the city temple and in Archdeacon Wilberforce's church, St. John's Westminster, listened to his brief and powerful address. In Paris, he addressed a great gathering in the church of Pastor Charles Wagner, the author of The Simple Life. He also spoke to many societies both in Paris and London. Abdu'l-Bahá is an admirer of the English-speaking people, and he has been much impressed by the freedom we enjoy. While in London, he said, "I admire the liberty you have in England and the use you make of it. Every person in this country can go on his own way and say what he thinks without anyone making him afraid. In fact, he is king of himself." For peace among the nations. According to Abdu'l-Bahá, the special contribution of the Baha'i faith to the world religion is the proclamation of the unity of mankind, and consequently, peace between all nations, and also the renewing of the teaching of the prophets whom God has sent to the world, and its presentation in a form suitable to our time. "The cause of unity is the cause of life itself. It is divine," says Abbas Effendi. "That which leads to division or hatred is satanic. Religion should create unity. The prophets do not come to bring about distrust and separation. Ignorance is the cause of division and hatred. Religion is like medicine. It is meant to cure. But in the hands of unskilled or bad physicians, what should effect a cure may create disease. What should give life may cause death. Therefore, we must strive with all our strength, with all our heart, to promote only that which leads to unity in life." As a result of the life and teaching of Baha'u'llah, the different sects of Persia are becoming one family of God. The Mohammedans, Christians, Jews, Zoroastrians, who have accepted Baha'ism, are now in the greatest unity and harmony. There is no more war between them. Each honors head of other religions. Muslims are honoring Moses and Christ. Christians are honoring Muhammad and Moses. Jews are honoring Jesus and Muhammad. They have learned to love one another and are becoming one. Spirit of his teaching. The spirit of his teaching is found in utterances like the following: "We desire but the good of the world and the happiness of the nations, that all nations shall become one in faith and all men as brothers, that the bonds of affection and unity between the sons of men shall be strengthened, that diversity of religion shall cease and differences of race be annulled. So it shall be, these fruitless strifes, these ruinous wars shall pass away, and the most great peace shall come. These strifes and this bloodshed and discord must cease, and all men be as one kindred and one family." In another place he says, "Ye are all the leaves of one tree and the drops of one sea. Consort with all the people of the world with joy and fragrance." Many descriptions of Abdu'l-Bahá's appearance have been given and accounts of his great power of attracting hearts to God. But he desires no personal admiration or praise. He says his title is Abdu'l-Bahá, which means the servant of God, and that the lantern will pass away, but the light will remain. That it is the eternal light of truth, of beauty, of goodness. That we must turn our gaze so that each and every one may receive a portion of the divine bounty.